Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear about your meet the parents disasters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of that time of the year where you just... Have you met more than one set of parents in your life?
I'm literally thinking if I have or not.
You've only met one set of parents?
No.
My God, I'm a long-term relationship guy. I meet everybody's parents. I've met your parents and we haven't even dated. I've met TX's parents.
I don't think you ever have, actually.
No, I've met Angie's parents.
My wife's parents, yeah.
I've never met yours?
I don't think so.
You would know.
Yeah.
You would remember.
You keep me in our, whatever our relationship is, kind of hidden.
Why'd I
know
your wife's then? That's weird.
One of the baby showers? Or a birthday, and they were there.
Yeah, I think they were just there for a party, maybe.
Like the for me, so basically what we want is your meet the parent disasters, and yes. We don't want like, oh my God, man, they were great, we're great, everybody's happy. Like that's not.
No.
I distinctly remember my sort of college girlfriend. I had been in love with her since eighth grade.
Oh.
And I didn't get a date her till college.
Wow.
Okay.
So I kind of laid in wait, and then I finally got to meet her mom, and we went. Her dad was like a big dude, and I was a little scared of him, but like went down in the basement, and her mom is sitting in the basement crocheting with sunglasses on.
Okay.
Oh. Hmm. Okay.
And Kim left me with her mom for a minute. She's like, oh, I got to run back upstairs. So it's just me and mom, and she's just sitting there, and I'm like, I didn't know if she was blind. I didn't know if she was like doing this by feel. Like I was like, nobody prepped me for this. So she asked me a couple questions and then she's like, could you do me a favor and turn the lamp on? And I'm like, okay. And I go over to the lamp and I'm like,
it's on.
It's on. And she's like, oh, then do the overhead light. And I'm like, okay. And it's also
on.
It's also on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to talk to her and she's like, I just can't, it's so dark in here.
Honey.
She thought she had her regular glasses on. So she's crocheting, and this is like,
oh my God.
But like, this
gosh,
is the
so
first
wholesome.
Mom I've ever met. And like, you know me, I'm going to come at you if you do something that flipping stupid.
Yes, we know.
Yeah. Right.
You're talking to the right audience. Right. We know.
But 19-year-old slacker, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to tell you. The reason it's dark in here is because you're wearing your sunglasses.
By then, you have your sunglasses on,
no,
too.
I didn't
try to impress her.
She literally had no idea she had her sunglasses on. Wow. It was just the weirdest. And I'm like, please, God, Kim, come back downstairs. Please. For the love of everything
holy.
But
then Kim is going to be like, why didn't you tell her?
Yeah, no, I understand, but you understand the predicament I'm in. How do I tell this person? I'm trying to impress her, and it's like, hey, idiot, you're crocheting in sunglasses.
I feel like that could be a good bonding moment.
No, it's not.
Because then you could be like, are you aware you are wearing your sunglasses?
I assume
I think that would be great, honestly.
I just sat there, and then Kim came down, and she was like, hey, Mom, you're wearing your sunglasses. Oh! And it was like, why didn't you tell me? And I'm just like, ugh.
Exactly.
I just thought
how am I going to tell you that?
You look cool.
That's what I thought she was doing.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
I thought she was trying, like, maybe that's her only prescription. I didn't know.
I'm with you. I'd be so uncomfortable. I would go with it too. Because you're trying to make a good, you're trying to impress
yes!
them.
Yes!
So impress her with honesty.
No!
No one's going to call with stories of, I was so honest with my in-laws the first time I met. Like, I couldn't. I didn't know what to do. Mm. Little Evie. Evie? I don't remember.
You don't even remember her name.
I know how it's spelled. I can't remember. Well, because now I have a dog named Evie. So I think that was Evie, and I think her name was Evie. Mm. I don't know. Evie? Evie. Mm.
Okay.
Anyway, sitting there crocheting. Can anybody save me from my own story?
I have a couple.
Okay. Kinda,
my current wife, I was at her.
This is not something you want to say. We've warned you about this.
My wife now. There's another story.
The love of my life, the only wife I'm ever going to have.
I have another story as another set of parents. So I'm trying to differentiate. My wife's parents, who now are my in-laws.
Okay.
I went to their house to meet them. I used the restroom.
No. What did you eat in that day?
What I always eat.
Oh, God. Oh, for the love of all that is holy.
So then I ended up clogging the toilet. So I pulled my wife, who we were just dating at the time, and I said, hey, I need you to get me a plunger. Like, I will fix it. I have something's going on. Just help me out. And she goes, yeah, sure. Hey, Dad, where's the plunger?
No!
You blew it!
My God.
So
you have to come back. You have to walk of shame out of there going,
and he's
yes,
coming,
I pooped.
And he's like, do you think this will work? You know, and he's trying to be so nice. And I'm like, yeah, it'll be fine.
That is the
worst. And he's like, you're fine.
Bro.
Don't even worry about it. Like, I can take care of it. And it's like, no, I'll take care of it.
Because it's still there.
Oh, yeah. It's
oh, my God.
Have to close
and
the
they
door.
Don't have a poop knife.
No, they didn't. They're not one of those families.
That's so embarrassing.
The other parents that I met, I ended up feeling up the mom, but let's give the phone number first.
If you have a meet the parents story that went sideways,
oh boy,
call or text 303-222-5423.
I'm nervous.
A girl I was dating in high school, I went and I met her parents. This was literally the first time I had met them. And the girl had a heart condition, so she had a pacemaker put in. And this was very new to, 17-year-old Tyler. Like, I didn't know anything about it. So they're explaining the pacemaker and how you have to, it monitors and blah, blah, all this. And then the mom says, I actually have one too. And they're like, oh, great. Yeah, it's hereditary, blah, blah. And she said, it's right here. Feel it. And she takes my hand and she puts it there. And she's like, no, you got to get, it's like kind of under. You got to get, and my hand is just there at the dinner table. And the girl I was dating is...
She had you go under her shirt on her...
She's a nurse. The mom is a nurse. So she is coming at it as like, if you're going to date my daughter, you got to know it's here. This is the sound it makes.
Yeah.
This is all this stuff. So, but then I'm feeling, it's just at the dinner table.
And the husband's looking at you like...
Get your hands off my wife.
I got you, Junior.
Yeah, and I'm like, feels very similar to your daughter's. What are you supposed to say? I put my sunglasses on.
You had to be like.
I was very nervous. And then the girl I was dating is losing her mind. She's like, Mom, what are you doing? And she's like, he needs to know. And I'm like, you know, I do kind of need to know. So I'm, you know.
Aaron?
I have only met a couple of parents. And I remember my ex meeting his mom for the first time. I introduced myself. She obviously knew my name, but you know, you introduce yourself. Yeah. I say, I'm Aaron. And she goes, isn't that a boy's name?
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, it can be, I guess.
That's Aaron. Like, you're
It's both. It's fine. And then from that moment on, anytime she would call him, he would put her on speaker and she would just be like, are you still dating that redhead one?
Feel her up for me. See if she's got a pacemaker on her.
Okay. She's very nice, though, just for the record.
You're not dating that guy anymore.
No.
But you still keep in touch with the woman who refers to you as the redhead.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, if you've had a tragic meet the parent story, we'd love to hear yours as well. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. So we're trying to take the sting out of some people who've gone through the toil and trauma of meeting the in-laws, meet the parents. Emma.
Yay.
Meet the parents. What happened to you?
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, I met my boyfriend's dad at a hockey game. He was really nice. He got me a hot chocolate. He got himself a coffee.
Nice.
It's a good dad move.
Right? Really lovely. And I was enjoying it. I'm not I don't know a lot about hockey, but what I do know is that his dad got into a fight about 5 minutes later with the ref, and he threw his coffee at him and got kicked out.
Oh, no.
What?
You're not supposed
Hold
to do
on.
That.
Hold on. The meet the parents moment was not you being an a-hole. It was him.
Yeah. I mean, luckily not to me, but to this poor ref that got hot.
But were you, did you get kicked out with him, or did you had to go with him, or what'd you guys do?
He got kicked out, and then, I mean, by default, we had to go with him.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
What's, so, oh, my God.
I didn't get to finish the hockey game, nor really learn about it, but.
Are you banned from this? I don't want to ask if it was, it wasn't the big hockey. Can you ever go back? Can he go back?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I can go back, but.
That's what matters.
Never go back.
Parents just like, you're not ruining this for me, man! Are you still with the guy?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
Okay, good.
What do you mean nice? Would you
he's
date
a hockey
a guy?
Player. That's all that matters.
No, he's, okay.
He's fiery. He gets it from his dad.
Yeah, that did not go well.
He's a passionate man.
Thank you, Emma. Jenny?
Yay.
Meet the parents. What happened to you?
Okay, so I did not know it was a parent at first. It was so awkward. My winter formal, the guy came to pick me up and everything was going well. But I noticed he had a shadow with him and it was a parole officer. Oddly enough, it was actually his mom. So it wasn't his parole officer that he had to bring with us to the formal, which was a good check. But she did, in fact, like ask for my license. Like it was crazy.
Like ran a background check on you?
Oh, yes, like in front of everybody and not as a joke. Like my parents were just trying to take pictures, like put the corsage on my wrist and get a picture. And this woman was like, can I have your license?
Wait, are you? You're being serious. She asked for your ID.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. She went back to the car and ran it, like the whole shebang, like called it in.
What?
We'll just put your corsage and if we could get your prints.
I thought, and I think my dad even thought, oh, like, is he like in trouble? Is this like his parole officer doing this for him? No, she was his mom and she was checking me out.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's amazing.
Okay. Well, you passed.
You're not still with that guy, right? Did you make it through that night or no?
I did make it through that night. Yeah. Literally with someone.
Did he have handcuffs at all?
That's a question we're not answering today. Thank you, Jenny. Jess.
Yay.
Meet the parents. What happened to you?
Well, this is super embarrassing, but I had to tell it. So me and my boyfriend were getting down and dirty, and I got a little too crazy and ended up injuring a very prominent part of his body.
No. Oh, no. Prominent part? So like his leg? His torso?
Third leg, yeah.
Oh.
One of the three.
Please be my leg.
Oh, yeah. God.
So we went to the ER, then all of a sudden, we're just sitting there in his hospital room, and his parents walk in.
Yeah, because is he a minor? They have to come.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, no.
So, so I was sitting there, and now I am known as the girl who broke his junk.
You're still with the dude? I would walk out of that hospital and burn it to the ground.
No, there's other patients in there. You can't do that.
Do the, like, Joker thing where you evacuate everybody first and then burn it to the ground.
Yeah.
He's not letting her go.
Well, she's the reason I'm this way now. So you are still with that guy? You broke his junk and you stayed with him? Is that because you feel bad about breaking his junk?
No, it was really fun. So
it was really fun breaking his junk.
You're a dark one.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.